Once again we present your periodical waste of time, What You Know Net Radio.
Often raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. But we won't. Slowly learning that fact. We're very, very pissed off.
This is a Below Top Secret podcast for the Above Top Secret website. Welcome to What You Know Net Radio, investigating the hard topics, furling his brow in a vain attempt to understand the situation. What You Know goes forth fearless in the face of most certain idiocy to deliver the truth in all its glorious obviousness. So join us in at least ridiculing this moron on the W, U, K, and R.
You're supposed to be dead!
Am I not?
Tonight on What You Know Net Radio, we take a look at deals with the devil. Can one make a pact with Satan? Can one summon the Dark Lord in order to gain fame, fortune, or talent? We explore this theory tonight on WUKNR.
Mysteries of the Unknown.
We must talk.
God? God is love. I don't love you.
Who's that goat-legged fellow? I like the cut of his jib.
Prince of Darkness, sir. He's your 11 o'clock.
So, in order to explain this topic properly, we must take a look at what this kind of deal would mean. Take it away, Sam. Read us the Wikipedia article on it, please.
According to traditional Christian belief in witchcraft, the pact is between a person and Satan or any other demon or demons. The person offers his or her soul in exchange for diabolical favors. Those favors vary by the tale, but tend to include youth, knowledge, wealth, or power. It was also believed that some persons made this type of pact, just as a sign of recognizing the devil as their master, in exchange for nothing. Regardless, the bargain is a dangerous one, for the price of the fiend's service is the wagerer's soul. The tale may have a moralizing end, with eternal damnation for the foolhardy venturer. Conversely, it may have a comic twist, in which a wily peasant outwits the devil, characteristically on a technical point. Among the credulous, any apparently superhuman achievement might be credited to a pact with the devil, from the numerous European devil's bridges to the superb violin technique of Niccolò Paganini.
Interesting, Sam. Let's take a look at some of the more notable people that apparently have made one of these deals with the devil. One of them in particular is famed blues musician Tommy Johnson. Tommy apparently used a technique called the Crossroads Pact. In this, he went to a dirt crossroads out in the countryside, buried a box in the center of that crossroads with some personal effects in it, and made a deal with the devil for his musical ability. Tommy Johnson's musical career spanned only 2 years. However, his legacy and his performance influenced some of the greatest musicians to come afterward. His brother, Robert Johnson, wrote songs about, apparently, this pact with the devil. One includes Crossroad Blues, and the other one is Hellhounds on My Trail. Urbane Grandier. Urbane Grandier, born 1590 in Boyer, Maine, died 18th August 1634 in London, was a French Catholic priest who was burned at the stake after being convicted of witchcraft. Grandier was found guilty and sentenced to death. The judges who condemned Grandier ordered that he be put to the extraordinary question, a form of torture which was usually, but not immediately, fatal, and was therefore only administered to victims who would be executed immediately afterwards. Despite torture, Grandier never confessed to witchcraft. He was burned alive at the stake. Many theories exist to the cause of the London possessions. One of the most likely explanations is that the whole affair was a hoax orchestrated by Richelieu. And now on to the infamous Faust legends. Johann Faustus was born in Roda, in the province of Wimmer, of God-fearing parents. Although he often lacked common sense and understanding at an early age, he proved himself a scholar, mastering not only the Holy Scriptures, but also the sciences of medicine, mathematics, astrology, sorcery, prophecy, and necromancy. These pursuits aroused in him a desire to commune with the devil, so having made all the necessary evil preparations, he prepared one night to a crossroads in the Spesser Forest near Wittenberg. Between 9 and 10 o'clock, he described certain circles with his staff, and thus conjured up the devil. Feigning anger at having been summoned against his will, the devil arrived in the midst of a great storm. After the wind and lightning had subsided, the devil asked Dr. Faustus to reveal his will, to which the scholar replied that he was willing to enter into a pact. The devil, for his part, would agree, 1, to serve Dr. Faustus as long as he should live, 2, to provide Dr. Faustus with whatever information he might request, and 3, never to utter an untruth to Dr. Faustus. The devil agreed to these particulars on the condition that Dr. Faustus would promise, 1, at the expiration of 24 years to surrender his body and soul to the devil, 2, to confirm the pact with a signature written in his own blood, and 3, to renounce his Christian faith. Having reached an agreement, the pact was drawn up, and Dr. Faustus formalized it with his own blood. Henceforth, Dr. Faustus' life was filled with comfort and luxury, but marked by excesses and perversion. Everything was within his grasp: elegant clothing, fine wines, sumptuous food, beautiful women, even Helen of Troy and the concubines from the Turkish Sultan's harem. He became the most famous astrologer in the land, for his horoscopes never failed. No longer limited by earthly constraints, he traveled from the depths of hell to the most distant stars. He amazed his students and fellow scholars with his knowledge of heaven and earth. However, for all his fame and fortune, Dr. Faustus could not revoke the 24-year limit to the devil's indenture. Finally, recognizing the folly of his ways, he grew ever more melancholy. He bequeathed his worldly goods to his young apprentice, a student named Christoph Wagner from the University of Wittenberg. Shortly after midnight, on the last day of the 24th year, the students who had assembled at the home of the ailing Dr. Faustus heard a great commotion. First came the sound of a ferocious storm, and then the shouts, first terrifyingly loud, then ever weaker, from their mentor. At daybreak, they ventured into his room. Bloodstains were everywhere. Bits of brain clung to the walls. Here they discovered an eye, there a few teeth. Outside, they found his corpse, its members still twitching, lying on a manure pile. His horrible death thus taught them the lesson that had escaped their master during his lifetime: to hold fast to the ways of God and to reject the devil in all of his temptations. So in each of these stories, we can come to understand that getting into a pact with the devil is always a failed gesture. You're going to lose in the end. I would recommend that anyone who has ever considered making a pact with the devil to seriously reconsider, because there is nothing on this earth that is worth the heavy price of your own soul. The eternal damnation for a fleeting moment's fame, fortune, or other skill is not worth an eternity in hell. We can surmise through each of these stories that yes, a deal with the devil can possibly be made. It will bring about great fortune and fame. That will bring about lifelong ambitions that one could actually attain naturally. However, the price is way too high. In each of these scenarios, we see that the price is the ultimate death and destruction of the individual. Afterwards, an eternity in hell. Is this something that is worth the price of a pact with Satan? I thank you all for listening to this episode of What You Know Net Radio.
Mysteries of the Unknown.
Thank you and have a great evening.
Now it's time for What You Know Net Radio News. We find news from all around the internet, or just make the shit up. This is unfair and unbalanced journalism.
We're paying $1 billion a year to Pakistan, which is orchestrating the Taliban insurgency. So it's actually U.S. taxpayer money that is paying for the insurgents.
There's a lot of fine print in your plan, Mr. Vice President, in all due respect. It is, I'm not so sure 80% of the people get the death tax. I know this, 100% will get it. If I'm the president, I think
so. Soylent Green is made from people!
What You Know Net Radio News. Unfair and unbalanced journalism. We report the news so that you don't have to read it.
We present What You Know.
Alrighty, everybody, we're going to start off the news with Australia. Canberra, Reuters, an Australian who took a new car on a 1,988-mile, six-day test drive from the city to the outback has been arrested. Police said on Thursday, the 30-year-old convinced a car dealer in the southeastern city of Melbourne to lend him a $37,000 Honda Accord sedan last Friday and drove it the equivalent of London to Istanbul before he was arrested near the town of Tennant Creek, deep in the outback in the Northern Territory. He drove from Melbourne to Adelaide to Alice Springs, Tennant Creek Police Constable James Gray Spence told Reuters. He said the man was arrested without incident at a roadblock on his way north to Darwin after he failed to pay for fuel at a hamlet. The test drive was the longest known to Australian police and topped a 500-kilometer theft on New Zealand's South Island in 2006. I think we've topped that with this 3,000-kilometer mark, Gray Spence said. Melbourne car yard owner Ian McKenzie said the man would have had to have been in the car all day, every day to reach Tennant Creek. He seemed a legitimate gentleman. He stood at the desk right in front of a camera. He wasn't afraid of being photographed or videoed, McKenzie told the Herald Sun newspaper. The man was charged with aggravated unlawful use of a motor vehicle and unlawful possession of property and will appear in court on Thursday. Next up, runaway bank teller captured on husband's tip. Banja Luka, Bosnia. Reuters, a runaway Bosnian bank teller has been arrested after a tip-off by her husband and faces charges of stealing 1.1 million euros, 1.68 million from bank depositors, police said on Thursday. Sanja Meslica Guzvadar, 33, left on vacation from her job at Rafiasin Bank in the Bosnian suburb capital last September and never came back. She was arrested this week in Belgrade and criminal police chief Gojko Vasic. She is suspected of embezzling funds from the bank's term deposit accounts from December 2006 to September 2007. Her husband revealed her Belgrade hideout to the police and has reportedly filed for a divorce and changed his name, thank God. I mean, seriously. Come on, people. Get some names we can pronounce here. What's the matter you, huh? Cemetery full. Mayor tells locals, don't die. Bordeaux, France, Reuters. The mayor of a village in southwest France has threatened residents with severe punishment if they die, because there is no room left in the overcrowded cemetery to bury them. In an ordinance posted on the council offices, Mayor Gerard Lalanne told the 260 residents of the village of Spernou that all persons not having a plot in the cemetery and wishing to be buried in Spernou are forbidden from dying in the parish. It is added, offenders will be seriously punished. The mayor said he was forced to take drastic action after an administrative court in the nearby town of Pau ruled in January that the acquisition of adjoining private land to extend the cemetery would not be justified. Lalanne, who celebrated his 70th birthday on Wednesday and is standing for election to a seventh term in this month's local election, said he was sorry that there had not been a positive outcome to the dilemma. It may be a laughing matter for some, but not for me, he said. Vermont towns vote to arrest Bush and Cheney. Washington, Reuters. Voters in two Vermont towns on Tuesday approved a measure that would instruct police to arrest President George W. Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney for crimes against our Constitution, local media reported. the non-binding symbolic measure passed in Brattleboro and Marlboro, in a state known for taking liberal positions on national issues, instructs town's police to extradite them to other authorities that may reasonably contend to prosecute them. Vermont, home to maple syrup and picture postcard views, is known for its liberal politics. State lawmakers have passed non-binding resolutions and the war in Iraq and impeached Bush and Cheney, and several towns have also passed resolutions of impeachment. None of them have caught on in Washington. Bush has never visited the state as president, although he has spent vacations at his family compound in nearby Maine. Roughly 12,000 people live in Brattleboro, located on the Connecticut River in the state's southeastern corner. Nearby Marlboro has a population of roughly 1,000.
What You Know Net Radio, destroying the earth, one podcast at a time. While vacationing in Mexico, an American tourist runs out of gas. At the same instant, hundreds of miles away, his twin brother experiences gas after eating Mexican food.
Be you, man.
It's dismissed as coincidence. A man boards a plane at Kennedy Airport in New York. At the same moment in Massachusetts, Senator Ted Kennedy planes a board in his workshop.
That looks flush now.
It's written off as chance. Lifetime Books presents an incredible new 50-volume set. Totally unrelated events of no consequence. Yes, for just $19.95, we'll send you Volume 1 absolutely free. Inspect it, look it over. You may even want to read it. And if you're not completely satisfied in 30 days, we'll send you Volume 2, and you'll continue to receive a new volume each month for the rest of your lifetime.
No, not again.
A man cancels his contract with Lifetime Books, and yet 5 years later, he's still receiving volumes from the Civil War series. Just a coincidence? You be the judge.
Lifetime Books, third-class books at first-class prices.
Thank you for listening to What You Know Net Radio News. Now with less journalistic integrity than the Weekly World News.
This is WUKNR, home of Microsoft Sam and some shaved monkey typing on a keyboard.
Yes, Destiny has her hand on my back, and she's pushing.
Thank you for listening to this episode of What You Know Net Radio. We hope that you've enjoyed the show. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to let us know. Have a great night.
Rebecca works.